The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's P.J. Fleck. Minnesota visits Ohio State on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on FS1. Coach, thank you for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
We'll go straight to questions.
Take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Well, thank you very much, Coach. I'm just wondering, as you watch Ohio State's defense on video, how much does number 20, Pete Werner, one of the outside linebackers, what just jumps out at you about him?
He's just very active, very tough player, great tackler, really good in space, you know, and he's incredibly instinctual. You know, I think as a linebacker, the best quality you can have is your instinctual. You know, the closer you get to that line of scrimmage, the more instincts you got to be able to have, especially down in that box like that. So that's what I think he does for him. He's a really talented football player.
And Mohamed Ibrahim, is he still healthy? And then number two, kind of getting him back on track, what does that mean to you guys from an offensive standpoint headed down the road here?
Well, we've got both freshmen. You know, we've got Bryce Williams and we've got Mohamed Ibrahim, you know, with Rodney and Shannon both being out. So, you know, Mohamed is a guy that's really, really tough. You know, he's got a great center of gravity. He's incredibly strong, one of our strongest players on our team, pound for pound. And he's not that big of a guy, but he's incredibly strong. You know, he's got to continue to work on breaking tackles and things like that. But when he gets in a pile, he can push a pile pretty good. He's a one-cut type back. He's got great vision, can see it, hit it. And when there's 1 yard to get, he can get 3 or 4. So I'm really proud of how hard he's worked so far.
Hey, thanks, Coach.
My pleasure.
Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, PJ.
Hi there.
Urban Meyer described your defense yesterday as being outstanding. In Big Ten play, you've given up a lot of points. How would you kind of characterize your guys' defense right now?
Well, when you give up 90 points in the last two games as Big Ten opponent, I wouldn't consider, I guess, it outstanding right now. But I would say that I think our front seven's playing really well. You know, we wanted to make a lot of adjustments from last year to this year on the front seven and see our front seven improve. We knew we'd be young after Antoine Winfield Jr. got hurt. We knew we'd have to really get younger on the back end. And I think that's what hurt us against Iowa was our back end. And so we've got to clean up some things back there. We got to protect those young men back there the best we possibly can, but you still got to play football. So I think our front seven is doing a great job, got to continue to improve in the back end and really have it all come together. But, you know, we're getting there. You know, we're closer than we were. The scoreboard is the end result, and that's what you get judged on, how many points. But against Iowa, we held them to less than 3 yards a carry and right around 100 yards. That was what we wanted to do. And they're both tight ends, had okay games, but they didn't necessarily dominate and beat us. But they found a way that if we were going to lose to Iowa, they were going to have to do with Nate Stanley and the other wideouts, and they did. And you got to give them a lot of credit.
And Ohio State's running offense, surprisingly, has been a little spotty. When you watch Ohio State's tape of their run game, what do you see?
Well, they're very talented. You know, just because, you know, you don't see the stats doesn't mean they're not very good. When they run the football, they're very, very efficient at it. They're just so good in the pass game. You know, and when you're a head football coach and you're designing what you're doing, you're going with what's working. And the quarterback's playing at an extremely high level. He's throwing for 72%. So you can get a completion 72% of the time or run the football over and over and sometimes get 2, sometimes get 6, sometimes get 1, sometimes get 8. I mean, they have such great receivers and the quarterback's so dynamic that he can be able to run the football plus throw the football. You know, it gives you the ability to kind of maybe lean one way over the other. But, you know, I think both the run game and pass game is incredibly balanced. They can do it. They can do both, whatever it takes to win the football game. But, again, that quarterback is really, really talented.
Yeah. Thanks, PJ.
My pleasure.
Your next question is from Eric Olson, Associated Press.
Hey, PJ, on that fake field goal that Iowa had on you, I don't know if this is the right word, but is there any part of you that admired that play?
Well, we practice against it every day. You know, everybody practices muddles. You know, it's a typical muddle formation. We just don't set the edge. You know, that's unfortunate. You know, there's an opportunity. You think about two things as a head coach. You know, when somebody breaks that from a normal field goal and they go to a muddle, you're like, okay, we're at the 4-yard line. If you call a timeout, possibly come back, kick a field goal, they get 3 points. you know, if you let it go, since you practice it and you have faith in your defense, you know, you practice it every single Thursday and Friday, the exact tight formations, and you practice it over and over and over. If you feel, hey, we've got this thing covered, we practiced it. If we stop them, they come away with zero. And that's what we rolled the dice with. We wanted to kind of put it in the hands of our players because we knew they were prepared to do it. And we just didn't set the edge well enough. And next thing you know, they scored. So it was a well-executed play by them. I will say that. It's a well-executed play. You know, muddles are something that I think a lot of teams do in terms of the way they line up, then go back to the field goal. Rarely do you see it from the field goal to the muddle. And if you do, usually it's the fake. And, you know, like I said, from the 4-yard line, it's a great call, and they executed it better than we defended it.
What were you yelling to your guys from the sideline then in that situation?
Just yelling and, muddle, you know, because once they hear muddle, they get to a certain alignment. They have a certain count.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Your next question is from Andy Greider, St. Paul Pioneer Press.
Hey, PJ, I wanted to ask about Shannon Brooks. How close is he to coming back, and how much is he kind of chomping at the bit to do so, because we see him in warm-ups, and I know that he's been practicing a little bit.
Yeah, he's been practicing, you know, chomping at the bit. I think it's an understatement for him. I mean, he was chomping at the bit back in August, you know, for him just to be able to do something, to get back on the field. One thing we want to make sure is he feels 100%, you know, not 98, he's 100%, and that's what we're waiting for. You know, I think we're getting closer, but again, we're not there at that point yet, but we're getting closer, and a lot of that's out of my hands. You know, once he gets cleared, then we'll go through the proper protocol from being cleared and go in terms of contact and things like that, but he's been getting some contact already, which has been a really good for him.
Thanks.
My pleasure.
Your next question is from Dan Hope, 11 Warriors.
PJ, with your experience coaching at Ohio State, do you draw from some of that experience to help your guys prepare for playing at Ohio Stadium this week?
Well, you always want to prepare them. You know, we'll go there on Friday and see the stadium. And, you know, we have 33 freshmen on our two deep. So it's going to be the biggest stadium they've ever seen in their entire life. And they're going to walk in there. We're going to do everything we can to kind of get that moment out of how big Ohio Stadium is. But also respect the tradition that it has and the tradition it has within our conference. I think that's really important for our young players to understand and our team to understand that, you know, the Big Ten has so much tradition and we're part of that. But it is a tremendous place to play. Fans are just incredibly loyal. And it's one of those historic venues that you want to play in. And, you know, but we're going to get that out of the way on Friday.
And what are just the biggest challenges you see overall in Ohio State, and what do you feel like are the biggest things your team has to do well to have a chance this weekend?
Well, the biggest challenges are everywhere. You know, they're so skillful everywhere, offensive, defensively, special teams. They've got depth everywhere. They're big, they're strong, they're fast. But I think one of the things, you know, as you continue to, you know, when you evaluate them on film, is they've got incredible discipline, you know. They know their schemes, they're disciplined to their schemes, and a lot of teams that they beat end up beating themselves, you know, and that's why they're so aggressive. You know, they're playing a lot of man coverage, a lot of press, bump, and run, and they want you to be able to, if you're going to throw the ball deep, you're going to have to throw a ball deep and have a low percentage throw throughout the entire game and complete that all the time to be able to beat them. But they're very good on all sides of the ball, well-coached, and just tremendous football players. But we've got to be able to take care of the football. We've got to get takeaways the best we possibly can. We've got to find a way to get some explosive plays and to limit their explosive plays the best we possibly can. And we've got to tackle really well.
Thanks, PJ.
My pleasure.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Well, look forward to it. Thanks a lot, guys. Row the boat.